This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm James Hattori.
And I'm Madeline Brand. 14 years after his death, Wallace Stegner has a new book out. In the 1950s, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author was paid to write a history of the American Arabian Oil Company, better known as Aramco. But Stegner and the company never agreed on a final version, and so it was shelved. Now comes this book, edited by people close to Aramco, and Stegner's family and friends are not happy about it. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Discovery, the Search for Arabian Oil, has just been published by a small house called Selwa Press. Stegner's son, Paige, along with Stegner's lifelong literary agent and the writer's most recent biographer, are outraged that this expurgated version has been released. Selwa Press is the creation of Tim Barger, who is the son of a former Aramco CEO.
They insist on denigrating the actual work that I published when a lot of people have found it to be of great worth and has had wonderful reviews from people. And I think it's quite a testament to Stegner's ability as both a writer and as a wise man.
But a man who objected to the way Aramco wanted to edit his book describing the first 10 years of contact between the American oil company and an undeveloped Saudi Arabia. Stegner was hired in the mid-1950s to write a history for Aramco, the then 20-year-old oil company that was reshaping the Middle East. Stegner, already the founder of the creative writing program at Stanford University, had a modest salary, a young son, and a wife eager to travel in the Middle East.
She envisioned an Arabian Nights adventure.
Philip Fradkin has a new biography of Stegner coming out in February. He says Mary Stegner's great expectations were dashed. But Fradkin says the Saudi assignment was attractive to the man who later became known as the Dean of Western Writers, and a major voice for preservation of Western wilderness.
And I think he was captured by the possible parallels between the American frontier, the arid West, and Saudi Arabia at the time. All of those things came together.
In 1956, Stegner already had a significant canon under his belt, including the novel of his destitute childhood in Salt Lake City, Big Rock, Candy Mountain. He spent 2 weeks in Saudi Arabia, plowed through mountains of documents, and had a draft ready in a matter of months. In 1958, he received suggested changes from the company. In a closely reasoned 3-page letter, he wrote that the book could be one of two things.
It may be, frankly, a company history, written by company employees according to company specifications. This makes it essentially a public relations job.
Or, Stegner added, it could be the work of an outside observer trying to attain the truth of history. In the letter, Stegner said he and the company had been straddling those two positions. He felt the company's edits were too restrictive. Among other things, Stegner objected to the elimination of all mention of Jews in the book. He closed by saying,
I would not want my name on it unless I could feel that what I sign is really what I believe in.
At an impasse, the company shelved the book for 10 years. Again, publisher Tim Barger.
Actually, my father was the person who shelved it. And though he was personally very enthusiastic about it, in his role in management, he decided that that it was not in the best interest of the corporation to release it.
The book collected dust until an Aramco employee rediscovered it in 1967 and turned it into a company-approved 14-part serial for Aramco's in-house magazine. The company then had it printed as a book by a Beirut shop and then distributed it within the company. That's the version Barger's Selwa Press has put on today's market.
So what you have here is a pirated book.
Stegner's son, Paige, has just published a selection of his father's letters. Needless to say, he's angry about what Tim Barger has done.
There's no acknowledgement that this is an edited, highly edited, not by Wallace Stegner, but by Aramco executives' version of a work for hire, and one which he did not want his name on.
The unedited version of Stegner's book about Aramco sits in the University of Utah's library, and there it's likely to stay because Aramco's successor, Saudi Aramco, under Saudi control, is not expected to approve its release. Carl Brandt is Stegner's longtime literary agent.
Over the years, every year or so, Wally and I would say, wouldn't it be nice to get that book out? He was rather fond of the original But we also said, you know, no way is the company ever going to agree to let that out.
Brandt says he's considering legal action against Barger, but acknowledges the Stegner estate doesn't have the resources for a lengthy battle. In any case, even the expurgated version of Discovery displays Stegner's ambivalence about the Aramco pioneers, who, like their counterparts in the American West, would open the Middle East to exploitation.
They were, without knowing it, social and economic revolution, arriving innocently and by invitation, but with implications more potent than if their suitcases had been loaded with bombs.
John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.